Happy New Year. Worship Radio 247.
Once again, it is wonderful to be in God's presence, to be able to break bread like this, to be able to be in His presence around the globe, wherever you happen to be. It is past New Year here. And once again, I want to wish you a Happy New Year from the bottom of our hearts here at Worship Radio 247. Wherever you are in the world, I know that 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 you are worshiping. Let's turn to scripture and we'll go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and we'll go to verse 27 because this is really important. That we are right before Almighty God before we take the bread and the wine. Paul says this to his letter to the Corinthian church. He says, "So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread and drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That is why, as Paul says, many of you were weak or are weak and sick, and some have even died. But if we would just examine ourselves, we would not be judged by God in this way." So before we go anywhere, I want us to pray together, corporately, all of us around the globe listening right now. We are going to pray together. And it's simple. All I want you to do is to follow along with me and say these words after me. Heavenly Father, we come before you now. And we worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord God, let your Holy Spirit fall upon me now. Rid me of sin, Lord. And I ask you to forgive me for any sins that are unforgiven. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. Wash me, Lord, in your precious blood. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Paul says earlier on in the same chapter, 1 Corinthians, and the 11th chapter in verse 23, and he says this, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself." What an indication to who this man Paul is. When he says, look, I'm just passing this stuff on to you, but the person who gave it to me was Jesus. He said, this is what I should do. So I'm doing it. You see, Paul was not there with the disciples. He was not there that day when they consumed the Last Supper together as disciples. But Jesus clearly passed this on to him and said, look, this is what you're going to do. And this is what you're going to teach all those churches that you are going to start. "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night that he was betrayed..." Remember, he was betrayed with a kiss from Judas on the cheek. Betrayed with a kiss. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus, he took some bread and he gave thanks to God for it. And then he broke it in pieces, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." Beloved, I want you to think every time you take a piece of bread, that when you take it, you remember the Lord. Let's take this bread together now. Father, when I look back over my life and I see the sin that I have caused and I have done, the mayhem I have caused in other people's lives, the things I've done wrong. But with a word from you, it's forgiven. Just because of my faith in you and just because of my love for you. But your love, Lord, far outweighs my love. Far, far outweighs it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blood and for your body. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people." Do you understand what that means? A covenant, a promise between God and you. That is what this is. This cup of wine that represents the blood of Jesus is a new covenant. It's brand new because of what Jesus died on, what he did on the cross at Calvary. This blood was shed for you, and the wine represents it. This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, says Jesus. Do this to remember me. As often as you drink it, look at those words. Just before we drink this wine, look at those words. Remember me as often as you drink it. Every time you drink a glass of wine, remember the Lord and what he did for you on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago, so that you could look to him and say, "Lord, forgive me for what I have done. Thank you, Jesus, that you can forgive me. And you can reconnect me with the Father because of your blood." Let's take this together now. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood and for your body, broken and shed for me on the cross 2,000 years ago. And we give you the glory and we give you the honor, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we break bread for the first time in 2015, hallelujah, and glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men and women and children, to everyone. Glory to God in the highest. This is Lacey Sturm on Worship Radio 247 online, and this is The Mercy Tree. You listen.
On a hill called Calvary stands an endless mercy tree. Every broken, weary soul, find your rest and be made whole. Stripes of blood that stain its frame, shed to all.
Lacey Stern and the Mercy Tree here on Worship Radio 247 online.